March 2020 saw, well, the world go into a global lockdown due to COVID. So what we thought we'd do is chat to some people from around the globe to find out what it's like a year and a bit down the line. Today we're heading to Canada. Monty Lilburn is waiting for us. Thanks for joining us, Monty.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So tell me about your year in lockdown. What's it been like?
Where to start? There's been some ups and downs and learning new things and getting used to a brand new world, really. One of the things about me, pre-pandemic and hopefully post-pandemic, I'm pretty good at traveling and getting around and being independent and doing my own thing. But what I have noticed here in British Columbia, I don't think we're quite as locked down as some other places in the world, but we still, are practicing social distancing and shops are still only allowing a few people in at one time. But what I really have noticed is when you have sight loss, and I'm totally blind, one of the biggest challenges, and so this is really why I try to avoid going to shops, is that people have to first locate the queue and then figure out where the end of the queue is. And then half of the time, we seem to have to stand on painted footprints or like follow arrows that are painted on the ground and all kinds of things that I don't know about. So there's a lot of confusion when I try to get to the front of a service or a shop and try to find the queue. And, a lot of people are worried about themselves now, so they're not really looking out for other people. And it sort of requires a whole new skill set to deal with the public and with services, at least in my area.
Has work been challenging because of the ever-changing restrictions?
Yeah, so work is a way different for me. I'm a post-secondary instructor, so what that means is I teach courses at a FE college, and I have a bunch of students who I would normally work with in a classroom setting. At the moment, the classroom setting doesn't exist, so everything is taught at a distance, and I have to deal with students through telephone and email and Zoom and figuring out innovative ways to transform my curriculum into something that can be taught at a distance. So that's been a little bit challenging. I mean, education, doesn't work for everybody at a distance. So we've had a decrease in enrollment. So we've had to sort of deal with that. But all of my teaching happens from my spare bedroom, which is sort of now a makeshift office. And that has some pros too. I mean, I don't have the commute. Normally, it would take me 45 minutes to travel to work and 45 minutes back. So now it takes me 30 seconds and I don't even need to get dressed. So those are pros. But cons, I teach better in person. I think students learn better in person. There's just a dynamic that is missing now. And even just having coffee break with colleagues, bouncing thoughts and ideas and just chatting about life, I mean, that doesn't really happen anymore. So there's some pluses and minuses. I enjoy the no commute. I enjoy the sort of being a little bit more flexible, but having my own space and having colleagues and students and human beings around is definitely something I miss.
When we actually get to the coming out of lockdown part, then, do you have any apprehensions about that, or are there things that you're really looking forward to when you get to that stage?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some friends and some family that I've not seen in about a year. But I would say from another point of view, this is going to be difficult to explain, but I think my social skills have maybe, I don't mean that they've diminished, but I'm not used to socializing anymore. So one of my concerns is that, I'm a bit more introverted than I was before, kind of forced to be introverted. So hopefully, social interactions go as well as they did before. I think they will. For example, if I'm going somewhere and I get slightly lost, then I'm the sort of person that would hopefully like, someone to provide a bit of assistance, like say, hey, the door you're looking for is over there, or the escalator over there, or something like that. One of my concerns is that the public is not going to be quite as observant as, so I think that's going to be a bit of a challenge. So dealing with the public is going to take a little bit of getting used to. Them dealing with me is going to take a bit of getting used to and socializing. I think those are the big things. And even just, you'll know yourself, Alan, when you do a route every day, you get pretty good at it, pretty used to it. But if you've not been somewhere in a year, you almost have to learn that route again. And new things have popped up and things have gone away, and there's trees where there weren't trees before, and branches and landmarks have disappeared and new landmarks have appeared. And, you know, it's going to take a while to get used to. I don't think it's just a vision loss thing. I think everybody probably has to get used to things. So I tend to usually be pretty confident. So I'm hoping that will return quite quickly. And our lockdown here isn't a total lockdown. So I've been able to travel around for various things. I don't go out of my way to travel. So I sort of make sure they're for a good reason. But I've been on our trains and I've been on our buses and things like that. You know, I'm not completely forgetting how to travel or move around. I used to walk down a street at breakneck speed because I knew where every pole and branch and pothole was. Maybe I'll take my time a little bit more, or maybe I'm not going to be as afraid to ask for help from somebody if I'm lost or need more assistance in a shop. But I just hope that the public is as equally understanding with me or us.
Monty, thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space. Be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.